What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
1:23 to go on a 2nd and 9. Pickett lines up a deep ball. Separation. Touchdown, George Pickens.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, in 5 days, we will be headed to Oxnard for Dallas Cowboys training camp.
We might be talking to George Pickens.
Oh.
Who knows?
Do you know?
Oh, did you not get my text? Let's look forward to next week whenever we get out to Oxnard and have surprise guests all week.
Okay, I am excited about that. Now, couple of Cowboys questions that matter as we, I'm going to continue to say, just count down the days until training camp, even though it feels like a much more reasonable amount of days.
I was texting with Woolchuck yesterday, and I was like, good Lord, can we get football soon?
He
was
gosh.
Please, I need it in my veins.
And so Joseph Hoyt, who was on the G-Bag Nation yesterday, he put out an article about make or break opportunities in training camp for the Cowboys. So I actually wanted to start by hitting on two particular players in here.
What's up? Suggest that.
Yes. Is this a make or break training camp for Mozzie Smith?
Season.
Okay.
I think the season training camp, like to solidify who he is on this team. Yes. Otherwise he's going to be a rotational piece.
See, yeah, I think if he doesn't show out in training camp, he's just going to be slotted as like, hey, maybe like Corey said, rotational piece. Is that how you view it, Alec?
Yeah, because we've been hearing for a while now that you got to give defensive tackles 3 years to catch on. So,
True. You
know, we're at that landmark. So if I don't see anything, I don't need him to be Aaron Donald. But if I don't see improvement, if I don't see something that says, yeah, that's going to be the guy that's starting at defensive tackle for you this season, then I'm concerned.
Now, it's a really interesting article. I would recommend go checking it out. Tyler Guyton, Miles Sanders, and Donovan Wilson are all on this list. I feel like we've talked about those guys a whole lot. So I wanted to focus back in on Kalen Carson. Do you think this is a make or break training camp opportunity for Kalen Carson?
I think make less break because I think he'll have more opportunities, but I see what you're saying because he's going to get all the chances.
Yes.
Like you get as many reps.
We got nobody.
Yeah, you get as many reps as you want here. And on all of these reps, the more you shine, we see it all the time. A good catch in practice can set the tone for what you are for everybody in that room. So I think more make than break, but yes, the opportunities he has to take advantage of. He should take advantage of them. There's wide open cornerback spaces available.
And the tough thing for him, because he's like, yeah, no kidding. How do you ensure that? Is he has to stay healthy. Like, I know he's like, well, I didn't plan to get hurt. I know, but you can't. But like he has to stay healthy or else. Yes. I feel like maybe the book's going to be written on him.
Okay, I can understand. Like, only in his second season?
Yeah, just because in his first year, the Cowboys were like, we desperately need somebody at this spot. And he played well, but then he got hurt. So now you're in the second season, and the Cowboys again are like, we desperately need somebody at this position.
Is it the same for Overshown? Or different because of the talent?
That is a good question. You know what? Man, that is a good question. I think it's different for Overshown just because the rest of the league, as well as the Cowboys, already acknowledge his talent, as we referenced yesterday or the day before. Number 8 off the ball linebacker in the league. So I guess probably higher ceiling potential, it seems like, for Overshown might make it different. But that's a great question.
Thank you. They are.
Yes. They're good. As Alec and, well, as they say, not Alec, as they say.
Yeah, they do agree with you, Corey.
Yes.
They often say that.
Yes, exactly. All right.
True.
So humble. I love it. All right. What are your expectations for George Pickens this season? So I get it. 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns or 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. Hey, that'd be great. But do you have a statistical expectation for him, or is it not only showing up in the stats, but like, hey, I saw CeeDee Lamb get way more single coverage, or like, how would you define that?
I'm at 950 and 6 is where I am. Like, I just kind of, if he gets to 900, I'm pretty happy because I'm feeling like the Dak had a pretty good season and was able to help out with CeeDee Lamb too. But the other part is being a good teammate. Showing like, hey, I'm blocking downfield. I'm doing all these other things. My expectation for him is to be an elite teammate because of what he needs. He needs a contract.
Yeah.
And so I think that like you have to be your best version no matter what. So my expectation is amazing teammate, leader type mentality, dude who's not out there ripping teammates down. And also he's out there producing. So I think big season ahead for him.
I'd say I like Corey's stat projection of 6 touchdowns, 900 yards range. But if we're going to look at something a little bit more specific, I think his yards per catch is going to be a bit higher than you would expect from him. Because last year he was averaging about 15, but in his best season in 23, he was averaging over 18 yards per catch. If he's in that neighborhood again, then I think you pulled off something that you expected to happen. You pulled off something that's going to make the fans happy, and you pulled off something that's going to make the quarterback happy.
So ideally, like, and all of this boils into it, I guess, you would like to see a scenario in which the Cowboys and the fan base would like to re-sign him at the end of the year. Whether they can or they can't, you would like to see a season where you're like, oh yeah, I want him back.
I would like to, him to be so good that we want him back, but we also know that he just is—it's too rich.
Yeah,
and it's Kevin, here's the other thing, and it's okay because our guys have a plan already in place. I want to trust that.
Yeah,
you know, there's just part of me that just wants to be like, oh, I trust you.
I would also like to believe that, but here we are.
Mm-hmm.
What does full go look like for Dak Prescott? He said he's going to be full go for training camp. What does that look like in training camp?
He's able to throw every rep. He's going to take 90% of the reps anyway.
Sure.
But he's able to throw every rep whenever he needs to run. He runs. That's the thing, too. After the ankle.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Injury, didn't it feel like Jerry Jones was like, why would we ever ask him to run?
Yeah.
Ever. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, this is why we have to have a better offense. Jerry was very adamant about that. And it seemed like that next season, Dak was like, Jerry said, don't run. I'm not running. Y'all told me not to run. And then it was like, well, we kind of need you to run. If he's running, I'm feeling more confident in the full go part of it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, that you're going to see him getting the majority of the reps. He's going to be running every design that they ask him to run, whether it's a bootleg or if it is a simple three-step drop. He's going to be doing everything that he's asked to do, and it's just going to look like what we're accustomed to for a normal offseason. I don't think there's going to be anything that stands out, good or bad. I think it's just going to be kind of status quo. If you get status quo, then I'm happy.
Is Hunter Lipke going to make this team? Now, one of the reasons that crossed my mind is obviously we've talked about the running back room quite a bit, but you look at previous stints of Shoddy as an offense coordinator with the Jets, Rams, and Seahawks, and fullbacks had really limited roles. And I know they've tried him out at tight end, some and everything like that. So factor that all in. As of right now, do you think Hunter Lipke makes this team?
As of right now, I don't.
Okay.
But I know that he can wow you with things.
Sure.
Like his effort in training camp and in those games. So I can see a scenario where they go, why would we let that guy off this team?
Like okay, yeah.
He can contribute on special teams. He can contribute this and this. I can definitely see a scenario where they want to do that. And if I remember correctly, there was some good power eye stuff and some stuff that I've seen from Schottenheimer before. If I remember correctly, I think he has a useful place. But as of right now, I do not. I don't have him on the team.
I think he's going to fall victim to this regime idea. This regime is not his. You know, and they might not see a place for him on this team. He might do enough. You've heard stories about that, like Kevin, you'll like this. I've heard Trick Williams from NXT talk about his tryout with Philadelphia before he got into wrestling. He asked, I think it was Deuce Staley, how do I make this team? And he said, there's nothing you can do to make the team. Just don't screw up. He was like, there's nothing you can do. Because you're already at the very bottom of the list.
Yeah.
So just don't screw it up, but there's nothing you can really do. I think he might be in that position where he might look great, but they might not see a spot for him on this team, especially it feels like they have 40 million running backs on the roster right now. They're going to have to make decisions anyways.
Right. That is very fair. All right. This might be the question I am most fascinated by. Can the Cowboys get back to winning at home? So, as you recall, 2022, 2023, they had won 16 consecutive regular season home games. And then they try to pretend like that streak was still a thing when they had lost in the playoffs. And they are 2-7 at home last year. Here are their home opponents this season. The Giants, the Packers, the Commanders, the Cardinals, the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Vikings, and the Chargers. So by no means an easy home slate, but it does kind of feel like if you can't get back to winning at home, this season might be doomed. So do you think they can get back to winning at home?
Yeah, I think they can.
What does that look like to you, record-wise?
not what it was last year. That is terrible. Yes. That wouldn't be a winning record at home, Kevin. I don't know if you know the math works there.
I agree with that.
But yeah, I mean, I'd love to see a 5-3. Is it 5-3? Let's rock that. 5-3. Let's get 5 wins out of this sucker. If you can get more, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. But I'd like to see 5 wins here.
Yeah, that would be really nice, and I think they can. That feels like it might end up being one of the Brian Schottenheimer like buzzwords or like emphasis for this season, because you know he's bringing around the old heads that you know were actually around for Super Bowl championships and showing off the rings and stuff. That feels like one of those things that he would absolutely stand up on the table and scream about. Like, we have to win at home. If we're going to do anything this season, we're going to win at home. We're going to send people home happy. That just feels like a morale thing that could definitely stick.
And you said 5-3 you think would be...
That would be great.
Especially given this slate. All right, so this question kind of...
Crap, I feel like this is a setup.
No, not a setup. But I'm really curious about this because from the 817, I like to say that a lot too, by the way. I'm really excited to see our... let's try that again. From the 817, last year was the first time in my life it felt hopeless as a Cowboys fan. I just don't care about the Cowboys right now. So I'm going to tie that into Cowboys training camp.
I dare you.
I will.
All right.
So in 2017, coming off a nice year, the Cowboys had 55,000 people at training camp.
All right.
The next year, 40,000. The next year, 35,000. Last year,
1,000.
No, you were there for more than 1,000 people. Approximately 24,500 people over the span of 17 practices.
It was very distinct. We walk in, we notice it. When we're done with our show is usually the time where it starts to fill up or is very busy.
Yeah.
And most of the time, Kevin, we were like, what? Is anybody here?
Yeah.
And now I'm not trying to offend the Cowboys in any way, shape, or form. They've had a lore of winning and greatness and excellence. That's why people show up. And last year, people were down on it because they don't have that lore anymore.
Yeah.
And so they got to figure a way out to get that back. And those fans will show back up there. I do wonder if there is a difference in travel over the last few years, if there's something going on there. I don't know that in particular, but last year definitely was a sign that y'all got to do something to entice people to show up to the circus.
And that right there is essentially the question. Will more folks show back up at training camp? You might not care. I might not care. The listeners might not care. But it feels like if the Cowboys are going to make a change, I think a lot of people agree with this. The change is going to be when the TV ratings drop and the attendance drops and the money stops coming in.
Oh, yeah, that's the real
thing. As opposed to not winning. So do you think we'll have more people at training camp? Or, to kind of go along with that text, we might see more of the same.
I think a little bit more. I don't think it's going to be anything to write home about, but I do think you'll see, just because change, the nature of change itself excites people.
Okay,
so maybe they say, you know what? I'm going to hit the reset button on this, and I'm going to try again. I am going to pack up and head out to Oxnard and see what this looks like, see if the energy is different, if it's more fun. You know, there's going to be that group of people. I don't think it's going to be a massive group of people, but I think the ultimate way to change that is to win football games. So if they can do that in the first year, you're going to see it continue to grow.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Excellent answers today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.